let's talk now about a recent outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Since April, there have been 41 suspected cases, including 19 deaths. Now, global health officials will be deploying a new tool, a vaccine against the virus that is still not licensed. 4,000 doses have been shipped to the DRC, with another 4,000 to follow soon. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports.
This vaccine was first tested in 2015 in the waning months of the massive Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Ira Longini is a biostatistician at the University of Florida who helped run that trial. Thousands of people were given the vaccine.
Not a single person who was vaccinated got infected.
They did what's called a ring vaccination. For every infected person, officials locate everyone who is in close proximity and then everyone who had close contact with them. That's the ring.
Then all those people in the ring are vaccinated as quickly as possible.
The vaccine wasn't just judged 100% effective if you get it. Even if not everyone in the ring is vaccinated, it cuts down overall transmission by about 75%.
Yeah, that is a big deal. It's very unusual.
But by the time these results came in, the outbreak in West Africa was basically over. And since then, apart from a few very small flare-ups, there hasn't been occasion to use the vaccine. Also, it's still awaiting final licensing. That takes a while. So governments need to give special permission for it to be used. But Tarek Yoshagovich, a spokesman for the World Health Organization, which is coordinating the vaccination effort, says the DRC has moved quickly to cut through the paperwork.
This time around, the approvals have been done very fast.
That's because of some worrisome signs about this outbreak, which is in the north.
So we are talking about a remote area of small villages with no paved roads, with very difficult access. But it is on the shore of the river where there is important transport.
Transport that leads to a much larger city, which means
there is an important level of risk of virus going elsewhere other than this remote part of the country.
Merck, which produces the vaccine, will be donating it. Several global organizations and charities, along with the British government, have contributed $4 million to carry out the campaign. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.